The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go right back to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Rob in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you, buddy. How you doing over there?
You know, my throat is not even sore. I think it's allergies. It's a little bit husky today, but other than that, my voice being a little bit tired, I'm good.
Good, good. Hey, man, I just wanted to bring up, coming from the corrupt state of Illinois, of all the fun 11 nukes that are operating here out of any of the states, I just want to thank you for actually coming up with products that we all can use that are actually very helpful. The Survival Shield is actually what I started on, and it's amazing. Then I went to the Super Male Vitality, and my goodness, amazing results there. And the Lung Cleanse, I actually just started trying, and it does a fantastic job. I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. On that subject, we've gotten really nothing but rave reviews on all the products. I mean, I can't really even think of any negative reviews. And it's simply amazing to see this happening. But I'll be honest. I got into iodine because of radiation issues. That's a side issue. It only protects the thyroid. The government does recommend it. But the big thing is that we're deficient in iodine. And it's the health effects, the mental clarity, the skin health. Everything is the reason I'm into Nation Iodine. And then I tried to go out and find Nation Iodines and discovered most of them are an alcohol base, really aren't even Nation Iodine. We went and checked factories that make it. They're just dumping iodine into alcohol. And I don't want to stir up trouble or fight with people. It's just not really iodine. So we went out, not True Nation, where it goes right in the blood. And look, the brand system we've got is proprietary. Nobody else has got it. There's one lab that has it. They've been putting it out for 20 years. It's double the price, half the cost, half the size. We put it out, and it's great. We're going to keep selling Survival Shield. We've got something coming out next week, folks, that is over a decade in the works and is unbelievable. There is nothing like it, iodine-based. And, I mean, it is unbelievable. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's going to be a win-win. It'll help operate this war wagon against the enemy. And it just, I've been taking it for about a month, and quite frankly, I wouldn't give it to children. It's not as strong as the alcohol-based stuff. It's not alcohol-based, but it's souped up, and it's incredible. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, for the Survival Shield, the kids can take that. Is there any particular age that...
Well, I'm not your physician. Consult your physician on anything, but it doesn't have the alcohol in it. It's pure iodine. It's purple crystal iodine from 8,000 feet under the ground. And it just goes right in the blood. It doesn't have to be broken down with the body. Some people can't really break down the other so-called iodines. That's why there's such big dosages of it in the pills and other forms. With this, you can take a lower dose. It goes right in the blood. I give it to my children. But that's your decision to make. So consult a physician. But there will be a detoxing the first month, so... You know, just consult your physician or healthcare provider.
You know, I wanted to say another thing to you. I travel quite around here. I'm a business owner. Drive around a lot. I never see anything billboards with really good information. Would it be possible that you guys we could fundraise some money to put a couple billboards, InfoWars, out here in the city of Chicago on some of the major highways? I mean, it would boom you big time.
You know, here's my problem. I know billboard space is really cheap right now because the billboard industry's collapsed because the economy's so bad. Information warfare is very effective with billboards. A, I don't have the money. B, then I've got to come up with the billboards, make sure they go up, and humet that, make sure that that's going on. And then gauge what happens. But I would love listeners to put up billboards for InfoWars, whatever messages you've got. We've had listeners do that a lot over the years. That's the best way to do it. You put it up. You get the best price. You make sure it's up there. Maybe you, InfoWars is well known. Maybe you put your own website up with it to help pay for the billboard.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going right back to your calls. I just wanted to point out that during the break, I was looking at InfoWars.com and saw the mainstream media headline that NSA set to use the mic on your phone to listen to you even when it's off. I told everybody that in 1996. How did I know that? It was in the Telecommunications Act. But cell phones have a capacitor in them where they can be remotely turned on. And they can listen to you over the microphone even when it's off and track your location for the NSA. And it was engineers that came to me, because one came to me and then more came to me once they heard me talk about it and go, look at this, look at that. I mean, I had engineers show up in the parking lot of the radio station and rip open Scientific Atlantic Time Warner cable boxes that had microphones in them I mean, that was like 15 years before they started having them be voice activated now. They were there the whole time. They said, look, this builds an algorithm. It tracks everything you watch. It's reported back. And it took 10 years or more till they admitted that that was going on. And again, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm saying this stuff is hidden in plain view, and it's so frustrating. I remember seeing federal cases 12, 13 years ago where OnStar, which is just a cell phone with a satellite triangulator, GPS, and that they're listening to you in live time with that. In fact, most of the time. And now they're in almost all the cars down in the undercarriage, and then they've got a microphone snaked up, hidden in the upholstery. Would people even care if I ripped open a truck seat and showed them a microphone? I mean, it's just, it's incredible. But if you went to somebody's door and went, hey, mind if I put a microphone in your bedroom? They'd be like, what are you talking about? In fact, I think I'm going to do it. That's the type of sensational thing that will get people's attention. And people will go, I'm going to kick your butt. And I'll go, hey, hey, it's just a joke to illustrate the NSA's doing it. Do you mind signing this form so I can put this on YouTube? And watch, I bet some people are going to go, no, get out of here before I call the cops. So you're so offended that I even joked about putting a camera and microphone in your house that you're saying, get off your front porch because I've invaded your space. I've taken your time up from whatever you were doing. You have a right to be mad at me. And I did this to illustrate to you. I did this so that you would be aware of how you're already being abused. In fact, they just found some article I was unaware of. Throw that up there. I mean, I was aware of this going on, but I didn't know that they were admitting it. That's the Washington Times, 2013, back in June, a year ago. Big Brother alert, cameras in the cable box to monitor TV viewers. We broke that in 2005, Paul Joseph Watson, prisonplanet.com. And I actually had a talk show host I know in Austin, saw me at a comedy event, and literally walked over and said, you are the biggest nutball on earth. I know some of the stuff you talk about is true, but Google isn't using cameras to watch you in your house. And I would have people in my house and family would laugh at me when I would have a piece of tape over the camera on the computer because we had Apples. Apple was the first to do that like 10 years ago. People don't laugh now. When people are in my house, workmen or whatever, they'll see, go, oh, I see you cover that up. And I go, yeah, yeah. And they're like, yeah, they can watch you. Yeah, no. I do know about that. I also know about the cancer viruses and the vaccines. I mean, we've been under this for a long time, folks. Did you get a memo, cops, not to drink the tap water? It's got over 100 deadly chemicals on average, and in some cases 350 plus. Did you get a memo about glyphosates giving you prostate cancer and your wife breast cancer? Did you get a memo about cancer viruses and RNA and DNA and microplasm in almost all the vaccines? If you don't know about it, you might want to find out. And then you'll realize murdering killers are running things. And there's no reason to live in denial. And I'm telling you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. If I am lying and if I'm exaggerating, and they say you shouldn't do this, but I'll just say this right. I am a superstitious man about God. But, you know, it touched me, and I'm going to your calls. I was at a 9/11 anniversary, I think 3rd or 4th anniversary of it, at a big church, and I'd just given a speech. That was the 5th anniversary. I just remember 2006. And I was on KTSA with a talk show host called The Ware Pair, a dad and a son. They've had a show forever down there. I don't know if they still have it, but it had high ratings at the time. One of the number one shows in San Antonio, 5:50 a.m., one of the first radio stations in the country. I keep digressing. And I was on there for about an hour on a cell phone out there in the back patio of the church. And the son, whatever his name was, and we can look up the Ware Pair online. He goes, Alex, I think you're a good man and don't think you're making this stuff up. And I know you got some points. But he goes, they're still on the air, I guess. Or maybe they're not. But he goes, let me tell you something. You're going to have to face God for what you've said. And you better hope you're not wrong about this. You better understand you're going to stand before God one day. And you know what? It felt really good. Because he was warning me. He's going, you know, this is hard to believe, and you better not be making this stuff up. I don't think you're that type of person. So I've been on a guest on the show on issues before they agreed with over the years, you know, back from like 96. And I said, no, I can stand before God for what I've done. Because it's a big deal to come out and say the government carried out 9/11 with criminal elements and was protecting Al-Qaeda.
You can't handle the truth.
I mean, I'm ready. I know that I love God. I know I've told the truth. I know I've done what I needed to do. I'm not on a power trip. I'm very humble. But, man, I don't make this stuff up. You can argue with my interpretation all day long, folks, but we're in deep trouble, okay? And denial is going to cook our goose. In fact, I want you to get the wear pair on. I don't know if they have a show anymore because talk radio has been shuffled around so much. Got to get them on all these years later. And other people say, we ought to get Michelle Malkin on, who said I was terrible for talking about 9/11. Yeah, Trey Ware's his name. 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. or 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. This is a morning show now. Used to be an afternoon. And come on. And I'm going to just read where our government funds Al-Qaeda. Our government's turning countries over to Al-Qaeda. I can show you all the proof now. And look back in six of the 10 9/11 commissions, members saying it was all made up. And say now do you think I can stand before God? By the way, even if I'm wrong about some things, God knows my heart. And God knows I believe what I'm saying. I got some really good news I want to get to. But first, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I'm from upstate New York, and I would like to talk about the two radio hosts that were just fired. I think it's pretty ridiculous that, you know, they were fired because they don't think that we as taxpayers should pay for somebody to have a sex change. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that. I know that you had mentioned that earlier on the broadcast today.
Well, I know what it is. It's absolute, total, hardcore authoritarianism for two talk show hosts, and I've got the article here in my stack, to come out and to say, we're sick of paying for people to have sex changes. It's also New York State and others where they're set to give people 12 years old and younger sex changes. A child isn't at the age of consent. It's their parents. So if an 18-year-old wants to trick a 14-year-old into having sex with them, we call that pedophilia. I think when somebody's 17 and it's an 18-year-old, come on, they need to lower the age of 17. I mean, give me a break, folks. How many people are 18 and dated a 17-year-old? I mean, half the people in this country would probably be on the sex registry list. But undoubtedly, when you go do a sex change on some kid that goes to social workers and says, I want to have my genitals chopped off, that is crazy. That's why you can't have an adult say the child consented to sex because they're not of the age of consent. So I believe it's the sexualization of children and pedophilia what's going on. But, yeah, I'm sick of paying for abortions and sex changes and everything else. I mean, it's out of control. They fired them. But everybody should boycott that radio station and boycott that system. Even if you agree with people getting sex changes, you should agree with someone's right to say they don't want to pay for people to get sex changes. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And New York State is, I mean, I call it Nazi New York because, you know, your freedoms are completely taken away here. It's super politically correct. You know, all our politicians are the most corrupt. Chuck Schumer wants to get rid of the First Amendment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Governor Cuomo said, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. They are gangsters. They are thugs. They are the opposite of Thomas Jefferson. They are absolute knuckle-dragging thugs.
I believe New York State is the headquarters for the New World Order. It's absolutely despicable.
You know, you're right. And it's disgusting.
And one last thing, and it's off topic. It's about your supplement. I take your Super Male Vitality and your Nascent Iodine. I think both products are great. I actually used to take medication for ADD, and I stopped taking all that medication after.
Hold on. I want to briefly hear about this because these are fine products. I'm proud of them. I wouldn't sell these if they weren't the best.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Let's face it, folks. Times, they are a-changing. Whether you're a hardcore survivalist or not, colloidal silver water and cream should be in everyone's medicine cabinet or bug-out bag. If the grid goes down, you'll still need to stop infections and kill germs. Colloidal silver water and cream does that. It's affordable and storable. Stock up today at colloidalresearch.com. It's made in America using only pure and natural ingredients. No preservatives or additives. Read all about it at colloidalresearch.com. Check it out. colloidalresearch.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Joe, David, Cyberbully, Tim, and others, we're going to you. We have a special guest joining us as well. But, Mike, you wanted to plug, in your own words, the effects that some of the InfoWarsLife.com products had for you. Please tell folks.
Yes, well, I had been diagnosed with ADD. And I tr- truly believe that I do have ADD. I was on medication for a bunch of years, and I hated the side effects of the medications. You came out with first the Survival Shield, and I wanted to get off the Adderall, and I tried that, and it helped, you know, get some mental clarity for me. And then when you brought out the Super Male Vitality, that gave me the energy that I needed, but it was a calm energy from that supplement, and they were just absolutely amazing. One other thing is, and I don't know if this is possible, Dr. Group's supplements are so great. I was wondering if maybe he could possibly come up with a formula specifically for ADD, because there's so many kids and stuff that they put on all that garbage medication.
You know, it's funny you say that. We have in the works, the problem is to get all the stuff organic with a calming system for adults and children that uses approved, they call it FDA grass, meaning it's all certified to be, you know, known safe herbs, to calm people. And that's coming out in a few months. It's amazing that you said that. That is exactly what we're coming out with. But look, I'm no medical doctor. I'm no expert. All I know is this. Even mainline doctors and medical doctors like I've had on have said, like Dr. Blaylock and others, so much of children misbehavior is that they have deficiencies. There's too much sugar. And iodine is 100% associated with the brain and clarity. In fact, privately, that's what Group says it's really for. And the glands and everything. And that's what it's done for me. I was definitely iodine deficient. I mean, the government used to make you put it in the salt. Okay. And make them spray it on crops and stuff. Now they've taken it out. And America's like a bunch of zombies. So absolutely. And again, Shane Steiner, my good buddy from high school, he was kind of laughing. He said, I've tried every supplement. You know, most of it's bull. Some of it helps a little. He goes, you really put down a Super Male Vitality. I said, just take some. Comes back 2 weeks later, he goes, this is unbelievable. I need cases of it, cases. And it's just, he says his whole life's gotten better, and clarity and workouts and libido. And his wife liked Supermale, but she got a month ago the Super Female. It's not out till next week, but she got an early beta test. And she just, well, we'll see if she'll talk about it on air or if that's even a family show. The point is that this isn't a game. Everyone I know has a big response with Supermale. Everyone that I know has a response with the iodine. There may be people out there that don't. I don't know them yet. And all I can say is when I forget to not take it, I feel it. When I forget to not take it, I feel it. And my throat was totally shot, my larynx. I could hardly talk today. It got 60% better when I did a bunch of the lung cleanse. So the plug's done, folks. Caller called in about it. But I really appreciate your support. Bottom line, sir, you buying those products funds the InfoWar, so it's a win-win. Thank you so much for your support, Mike.
Thank you. And I want your customer service is the best in the world, better than any other company that I've ever experienced.
So God bless you. Thank you, sir. Let me say this. It used to be atrocious. 10 years ago, it got okay 5 years ago. It's really getting good now. Like PrisonPlanet.tv didn't used to work too good. Now it works really good. You know, we're trying. And we're getting there, and we got the best crew we've ever had. Here's the InfoWars crew, everybody. Awesome. And Buckley, I started my Access TV show 19 years ago by myself for about a year. Buckley came in for 3 years with Andy. What's Andy's last name? I forget it.
McAvoy.
That's right. We got to get Anthony in there sometime. I mean, Andy in there sometime. But, the whole Anthony's out there. That's why I said Anthony. Everybody's doing a great job. And Buckley worked here from about 1997 to 2002. So remember, Rex was born. My wife was pregnant right when you went to Chicago. You've been in Chicago for 10 years, 11 years. And now you've come back.
Back to fight the New World Order.
That's right. You have done well, Lord Vader. I have a new apprentice, younger and more powerful. Sorry, folks, I'm doing bad. What's his name? Ian McDermott, Emperor Palpatine imitations. Started doing some imitations. I got to stop it. This happens sometimes into the third hour, folks. I get a little bit dingy. Because I really pour out my passion here on air, and then Screwballville comes in. Joe, David. Cyberbully, Tim, Murph. I gotta go to Murph. Sounds like Alf's brother. We're gonna be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We have breaking news on Obozo Care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecretone.com. Again, that's www.obamasecretone.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we have Gideon right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us in the last 30 minutes of this worldwide transmission. I will do some overdrive into the next hour to get to the callers like Cyberbully Joe, David Murph, Tim and folks that are holding. I may even get to you in this hour. I saw a story yesterday at CNSNews.com. It was on DrudgeReport.com where I found it. That I already knew, but that I didn't know all the details of. Because Obamacare has been so secretive, and they can implement it however they want. We weren't sure exactly how they would skin the cat. And here's the headline, Federal Biosurveillance Plan Seeking Direct Access to Americans' Private Medical Records. My dad managed 22 dental offices and also consulted and worked for a major hospital group as a manager. and to the legislature, and also testified to a bunch of other groups and consulted. And he was telling me 2 years ago before it passed that it was going to do this. And then he was telling me when it passed and went through and was getting implemented last year what it was already doing. Because he was in medical management. Everything he said it's meant to wreck healthcare and kick out all the dentists and doctors so they can bring in new groups. The big mega groups run by the HMOs are allowed to do whatever they want, overbill, whatever. It's all the small and medium groups are going to be shut down, persecuted, arrested. That now started this year. My dad's gone. Bye-bye, out of it. And he was making, you know, a nice sum working hard. He's out of it. And he was bringing ethical care and quality. It was all about delivering the highest quality and getting people in and the whole nine yards. I mean, he goes and testifies at the legislature where they're, you know, grabbing the entire bank accounts of health groups and arresting people for no reason, for a T that's not crossed, literally. He introduced the term death penalty, and he used that in the state of Texas fighting Obamacare, because you do one thing wrong, one thing, you're going to jail. No judge, no jury. You get thrown in jail, your whole company gets seized. I'll try to get him in here as a guest sometime. The point is I already knew about all this, okay, from the inside watching it. Dr. Blaylock 2 years ago predicted it all here because, you know, he's managed universities and medical centers and top brain surgeon, been in a lot of the brain surgeries that are used today. And he said that all the good people are getting out because it's designed to where you have to be unethical and not give people health care. Or join with some big mega group who's unethical and overcharges but gives bad health care. I mean, the doctors aren't doctors anymore, is what's about to happen. They're little surveillance bots. So when I read this in CNS News, though, we're now seeing how it's being rolled out so we can finally learn more. From Twyla Braze, president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom, CCHFreedom.com, CCHFreedom.org, CCHFreedom.org. We'll put it up on screen for folks. And she breaks it down. And then there's the political ramifications of them having all your medical records and sharing them, using that to then get into school records, work records, the fines, the fees, the IRS over it. I mean, we've seen how they've persecuted people with the federal elections commissions, with the IRS. This is a bunch of kleptocrats running our lives. Again, Twyla Braze, thank you for joining us, president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. Break down exactly what they're rolling out under the nightmare that is Obamacare.
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for having me. The biosurveillance strategy actually started way back in 2002, 2004, 2006, one law after the next after 9/11. But in 2006, they said there needs to be a national health security strategy. And so they put that into law, and they said that the department has to do this, the Department of Health and Human Services. So they have been working, and I think this is why President Obama, in the Recovery Act, which you may recall was passed less than a month after his inauguration, so this economic stimulus bill, it mandates that all doctors, hospitals, everyone that takes care of you in any way has to have an electronic medical record or face penalties from Medicare. And so I really think they have said already that this was the foundation of Obamacare, so they needed to have this in place first. They needed to have this foundation of computerized health data first.
And then they can order you to do the type of care they want, making
right.
Obama and the socialists your doctor.
That's right, and that's true. How about this? But the strategy goes further. So what they'll tell you about the strategy, and we had somebody who called us and said they called the department, and the department said it's not what you think it is. And so she called me and said, well, who should I believe, right? So I actually read her some pieces on the strategy, and it became clear to her who she should believe, that it is this big surveillance program, and it's not just it's surveillance in your medical records, and they'll tell you it's because of pandemics and bioterrorism, and they need to protect us against these kind of incidences. But what it says is that one of their objectives is to build and sustain health resilience, to strengthen and sustain individual health and well-being on an ongoing
This is everybody getting a globalist eugenics welfare social worker.
Right, and they want to have data shared on you, collected, analyzed, interpreted, shared from multiple sources before, during, and after any kind of incident with negative health consequences. Well, you know, that is that's as big as the world. They, you know, this is just a plan to use our medical records to track us, to track our doctors, to make sure we're healthy, to find out what our behaviors are, to find out, you know, what kind of food we eat.
And to claim it's all legal. It's basically an NSA total surveillance legalization.
Well, when you look at the roadmap, when you look at their biosurveillance roadmap, there are many documents on biosurveillance. The strategy is just one of them. But the strategy incorporates the National Biosurveillance Strategy, and it incorporates a biosurveillance roadmap. And in the roadmap, there's the list of all the involved agencies. And one thing to understand about this whole initiative is it's not just human health, it's also plant health and animal health. So they want this surveillance to be broad scale, and they want to combine.
Yeah, let's say that again. That's part of the premises. It's part of the premises ID. It's part of taking over the farms, the ranches, but also your dogs and cats.
That's right.
Will now have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, we just looked at it and said, you know, this is huge. This is part of a very big scheme. But the interesting thing is, of course, they haven't yet accomplished it. This is a strategy. When we look at the GAO report from 2010, one of the things that they say is, one, it hasn't been accomplished, and two, the pieces that they have tried, different biosensors, you know, to sense the air or, you know, to sense different environmental things out there, they're all either ineffective or they're very limited in where they can even be.
And let's be clear.
Unfunded mandates, and they're costly.
Incredible. But I mean, you're talking about a total full spectrum power grab with fear mongering sensors put up in all the cities to create a new type of federal watch system to create hypochondria, which they can then be the saviors of. So like a new global warming hoax on top of it. This is a total takeover.
It's all on the basis of health. And, you know, anything in your office, anything in your home, anything in the air can impact your health. And so when you start using health as the guise or the basis for these kind of things, there's no end to it. Everything can impact your health, including your friendships, including the job you choose.
It's the ultimate mission creep.
Right. It is an amazing mission creep, and all based on 9/11 and so-called protecting us. But it's nothing about protecting us. And when you look at the strategy as well, one of the things they advocate is that everyone has to have access to health insurance and health care. So this is not only about tracking us, but about making sure that we're all in the system. It's about universal health care.
And let me add the next, because you're the expert on this. Go over it for us, ma'am. And again, we have the head of CCHfreedom.org, president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom, who I see in the Wall Street Journal, you name it, you know, digging through this monstrous bill and breaking it down. You're covering what it does to people. But
right.
But the way it goes in and doesn't let doctors be doctors anymore,
right,
and basically turns, because Obama said this at WhiteHouse.gov, I have the article right here, he said this 5 years ago, they said the VA, it will be the model of Obamacare. Well, all the veterans we've talked to say, since they put this system in at the VA, it is 10 times worse.
Right. I mean, when you look at the VA, you should look behind it and see Obamacare, as in, this is the VA today, it will be Obamacare tomorrow. Because the whole plan here with Obamacare, with this biosurveillance, is all about controlling. It's about controlling health care. And when you look at the Obamacare bill, or I'm sorry, the Obamacare law, you see a lot of pieces of control, including always data, because data is a tool of control. We like to say he who holds the data makes the rules. If you don't hold your data private, they will use your data against you. And clearly, if they have all of this, then they can control the doctors. Now, I don't know if you know about what we call the 23 scary words in Obamacare.
Yes, tell us.
So those 23 scary words are this phrase. It's a tiny little phrase in Obamacare. But what it does is it gives the Secretary of Health and Human Services the authority to blacklist any doctor from all health plans.
No, no, my dad calls it the death penalty, because it just gives them imperial power to do whatever they want.
Right. It says if you do not, as a physician or as any kind of a health care provider, if you do not provide health care quality as defined and determined by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, she can tell every health plan in the entire country, every insurance company in the entire country, not to do business with you.
It's sudden death. No judge, no jury.
That's it.
The North Korean-level dictatorial power.
It is a complete shutdown. And let's just say that you're a two-year physician, like you've just gotten out, right? Your bill is $175,000 that you have to pay back or more.
That's low, yeah.
Right, I know. But well, we'll go with primary care. And you have to pay that much back, and you decided to treat a patient like you decided a patient should be treated, and you looked at that protocol on the screen, and you said, no, this is never going to work. I am not going to do that. And you did that to several different patients. And the department who's tracking you says, you know, this is one of those obstinate, non-compliant doctors. I am going to threaten him that no health plan will be able to contract with him, and therefore he will be stuck.
Listen, the state boards in Texas have already been following the Obamacare, even though they claimed they were going to opt out but then didn't, and they're already using this as a precedent to have their own sudden death or death penalty, where they just say, we say you did something wrong, to huge practices, and are literally grabbing their bank accounts.
Yeah, well, you know, this is taking all the power away from the doctor and the patient. I mean, that's what the whole plan here is. The doctor becomes a slave, as it were, a fairly well-paid slave, and the patient just becomes someone who is subservient to the entire system. They're not able to access anything unless somebody else tells them. Somebody else doesn't like what their lifestyle is. Somebody else doesn't like what their disease is. Somebody says that med is too expensive, or you're too old, or the child's too young, or, you know, whatever.
Sure, what do you expect to happen then as this monstrosity phases in and is so unpopular, 80% in many polls, and the Republican leadership won't get rid of it because the same special interests that own the Democrats own them? What do you expect to happen?
Well, I expect that we will repeal Obamacare. I expect that to happen. I don't know how it will happen, but it has to happen. Otherwise, we don't have a country that we can still call America as a land of the free. And so we have to repeal Obamacare. But in the meantime, I think there will be a lot of people who will suffer. They may not hit VA status, right? But they're already hitting narrow networks, you know, limited access to doctors. Doctors are already deciding to leave. Doctors are deciding not to take more Medicare patients, not to take any Medicaid patients, not to take any Obamacare patients. All of these patients are suddenly going to figure out that they have this thing called coverage, which is a promise without any guarantee of access. And so there's just going to be more and more consternation. And when I see things like what President Obama did or his administration did in the new rules that just came out, the 400-and-some-page rule, what they said, people are calling it a bailout, but it's really not a bailout. It's really a smokescreen. They're telling the health insurers, if you'll just keep the rates of premiums low, we'll find money to pay you for the next 3 years. So, in other words, until the next president, right? And so until the next president is elected, of course, and I think that's because they want to have Democrats in power, and I think they would love to turn Obamacare into single payer. And if they get enough consternation built, they're probably hoping that's how they can turn the ship. But we, who know that freedom is the best way that patients can be treated, the best way that doctors are free to find excellence and use excellence, we know that we have to turn it the other way. We have to go back to freedom. We have to get people away from Medicare. I'd like never to have a Medicare card in my life. I'd like the up-and-coming generations to have private insurance all the way to the end of their days. I prefer an insurance policy that starts at birth or before, and you don't have to worry about pre-existing conditions. We have to turn this the other way around as the American public gets more and more agitated over the fallout of Obamacare.
Well, Well, when you've got, it's the arrogance, when you've got Ezekiel Emanuel, who brags he helped write the bill, saying it's meant to wreck American health care, that's an admission of a criminal conspiracy to wreck an existing system so you can run the new one. And I just don't get the hubris of Bill Press saying it's the law, it's wonderful, or Ellen DeGeneres saying to Obama, everyone loves it, everyone should thank you. I mean, is this some type of propaganda in your view, or are they totally delusional?
Well, I was just going to say that. That's the art of propaganda. The art of propaganda, of course, is saying something over and over and over until people believe it. And this, of course, is what they want people to believe. And those who know that the Democrats are threatened by what's happening with Obamacare when it comes to the next two elections, they're very much in jeopardy. They want everyone to believe that Obamacare is the best thing that ever happened to
them. Sure, so it's a confidence game.
They have to say it.
So it's a confidence game.
Right, right. Yeah. But the reality is coming, and the reality cannot be stopped. It's just a matter of when that reality comes. And that reality will arrive on the doorsteps of every American man and woman and child.
Well, you're a top expert of this. Come back and tell us as best you understand how bad it's going to be. Because it's designed to wreck the country and blow up health care. They admit that. So how do they think they're going to get away with it?
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa le viento rápido.
I'm going to do 5 minutes overdrive to try to jam in Joe, David, Tim, and Cyberbully. I'll give each person 1 minute. Sorry to Rich. I just don't have time to get to you. Finishing up here right now with our guest, Twyla Braze, the president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. one of the groups oft-quoted going over Obamacare. I mean, I've read over the subsections of the bill. I've seen it. I see it being implemented. As an employer, I see it happening. And they go on the news and say, there's not a $5,000 fine per employee if they don't get it. Matt Drudge is lying when it's there and starts this year and next year. So, again, there is this stonewalling, but I've been at the clinic, you know, when people, Democrats are coming in going, why is this more now? They're like, sorry, it's Obamacare. And it raised payroll taxes on poor people. I mean, it's so bad, Twyla, that I have trouble believing they would even pass something like this. What's wrong with them? Because, I mean, do they just think we're so pathetic that there's nothing we can do?
No, I think when you want control, you know that you have to get control of people's health, which gets control of their life, and which encourages them to vote for you more often. And so, you know, one of the things when we look at what to do, as we look at Obamacare and we say, what is its Achilles heel? It has one. And its Achilles heel is the exchange. And so whether it is the healthcare.gov or whether it's the one at the state level, they're all part of the same national exchange. And they are considered the heart of healthcare reform. It is the centerpiece. It is the way that the IRS will track us. It's the way that they'll figure out our insurance status. It's the way that they'll gather money to keep Obamacare going. Therefore, it is the way they intend to set up the system as a single seller system before they move it to single payer. And so you have to attack the Achilles heel. So that's part of our refuse to enroll campaign, refusetoenroll.org. And we have a opt-out declaration. We have sheets that for you.
So people like Matt Drudge are doing the right thing and are just going to pay the fines. The Democrats then say it doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, what about getting lawyers and fighting the fine?
Yeah. There are things that have to happen, but I think they know that they need people in the exchange, and so our tactic is to try and keep people out of the exchange. And even if you have to pay a fine, you know, it might be worth it for a few years until we can shut the thing down. And shutting the thing down means shutting down the exchanges. And shutting down the exchanges is as easy as getting people not to enroll in them or to disenroll once they're in there. So we have refusetoenroll.org, and we encourage people to do exactly that.
And isn't it good news that their system has been so incredibly corrupt and out of control that most people can't even sign up for it to begin with? I mean, I've got to say it's spectacularly falling on its face, but they just keep the cult thing going like Hitler in the bunker on MSNBC and CNN, that everyone loves it. It's perfect. It's a conspiracy theory that it's not perfect. You're racist if you don't like it, like Senator Jay Rockefeller said. I mean, they seem to be doubling down on this.
Well, it's timing, right? If they can keep this thing going, if they can find money from wherever, even though the U.S. House refuses to give it to them, if they can get states to pony up money to say, well, you know, you don't have a state exchange, your people are using our federal one, and so now you have to pay us money. If they can do that and they can just keep this thing rolling along in time to, like, change the House or, you know, keep Democrats in the power so that it just stays in, they'll get it embedded, right? They want it embedded. We want it never... We want it to implode it. That's what we want, implode it. And so, you know, they're racing to get people into it. We're racing to get people out of it. And so, you know, it just becomes a matter of time. They want all the time that they can get to keep it in place. And we're trying to say, no, no, no. We're going to stand up and this thing is going to be gone.
Absolutely. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I'm not going to pay the fee, the fine. I'm going to sue the IRS and sue Obama personally. Thank you so much, ma'am. Great.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented fact. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.